Eu quis cantar minha canção iluminada de sol. Soltei os panos sobre os mastros no ar. Soltei os tigres e os leões nos quintais. Mas as pessoas na sala de jantar são ocupadas em nascer. Mandei fazer de puro aço luminoso um punhal para matar o meu amor. E matei às 5 horas na Avenida Central. Mas as pessoas na sala de jantar são ocupadas em nascer.
I guess we're talking now.
Okay. Sorry to spring that on you, Tina. You were telling Welcome back to
Band for Band.
Band for Band on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm Winnie. This is Christina beside me. No, we were just... If you're listening via the internet... Well, actually, you probably wouldn't be able to hear us because there's something funny going on there. But...
Well, it's playing the same... Little tune.
A little ditty.
Over and over again. But if you have a radio, then you're in luck. Because that means you can actually hear us right now.
Welcome back on this very, very cold day. Neither of us really dressed appropriately to
wander
all
the way
here.
Okay, to be fair, I think it's like Toronto cold. It's not Winnipeg cold. We're just not used to it yet.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think it's that we aren't, like, prepared. Like, other people just
I'm wearing
like,
my winter jacket, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Anyway, but we just heard Os Mutantes, Panis e Circenses. Probably pronouncing that wrong.
Portuguese.
That was a choice of yours, but...
Yeah, it was Brazilian Portuguese.
Yeah, do you want to introduce the subject for the week?
Idiosyncratic. That's the
Yeah, like kind of like singular, wacky, very weird, and maybe we kind of we go back to a theme like this every once in a while under different words.
But it's true. I was thinking about that as well.
The one that we did with Northie, the Stench yeah. of Humanity. Yeah, even yeah, the yeah. first one was
no,
weirdo girly
beats.
pop vocalies,
okay.
vocalists. But yeah, so idiosyncratic as in singular.
But I think this is like more specific, I would
yeah,
say.
That's fair.
Like people whose whole discographies like make up. I think that's what the difference is here is like I was thinking about these artists as artists and not singular songs. Like I would have to say like that is what makes these artists like very singular.
You're correct. I definitely was thinking that too when I was mm-hmm. choosing songs.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Like I mean that last one's like kind of weird experimental Brazilian yeah. stuff from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
We will go on to listen to Arthur Russell, who feels like a no-brainer for us. Like,
yeah.
all of his stuff is totally singular. No one sounds like him.
Because his willingness to, like...
Experiment
in different genres,
and unwillingness to like, just fit in with the crowd.
Yeah.
You know? So, we've got a song. The next one is See Through Love from Another Thought. Yeah, it's just so good. I was thinking the other day if someone made me choose one artist to listen to for the rest of my life, it might be Arthur Russell.
Because I would agree with that.
Because he's got so much varied and different kind of stuff. He's got like the heartbreaking ballads. He's got like these like fun kind of like rock jams that are also weird and wacky.
So
and
like dissonant like, cello music.
Yeah,
as
dissonant
well.
Cello music, experimental disco.
And yeah. he only officially released one album in his lifetime,
yeah,
and everything.
World of Echo. Yeah.
yeah, and everything else was released posthumously. Is that?
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
You did.
Okay, sick.
Well, this was his first posthumous album from '92. Another Thought. Yes, here we go with See Through Love.
Thank you. sins and gives our name in the picture of love with him, yeah. I finished all supposed to wear a good time, loving wear so much of the kind of love that I only find among kind of art that I can only have a imagination. We are sailing through the night, sailing through the sun one day. We are sailing through you.
Thank you. timer's blind, the conductor's lame. A Cincinnati jacket and a sad look dame. Hanging out the window with a bottle full of rain. Clap hands. Clap hands. Clap hands. Clap hands. Zero. Thunder, no. Some bitches never coming back in no more. The moon in the window and the bird on the pole. We can always find a millionaire to shovel all the coal. Clap hands. Clap hands. Clap hands. The clap hands. Says steam, steam under bad dreams. Going up to Harlem with a pistol in his jeans. A $50 bill inside a paladin's hat. And nobody sure where Mr. Knickerbocker's at.
Clap hands.
Clap hands.
A clap hands.
Yeah, that concludes Winnie's weird songs.
No, I mean.
I mean, it, this was.
You
just,
should have heard what I played last week. You wouldn't have liked any of it.
Hey.
JK, JK,
yeah,
JK, JK, JK,
that,
JK.
But, yeah, you just heard Clap Hands from Tom Waits, Rain Dogs, iconic weird guy. Weird guy in film now at this point, too, you know?
Yeah, wait, what did we see him in?
He's in something that's coming out soon, or just came out. He's old now, too. Also, like, I kind of... Yeah, I don't know. I saw a photo of him recently, and I was like, whoa.
Don't do an ageism. Oh, he's still cool.
He is still very cool. Took you a little while to... Hey,
okay, to be fair, he just sounded scary, and I didn't like it.
But it's scary with a purpose.
Yeah, I mean,
we almost. I really wanted
own.
To play. What's he building?
No, you almost did on one. Yeah,
on our
yeah,
Halloween
yeah.
episode because it's just him going. What's he building in there? For a couple minutes straight, but I was like, maybe our listeners would get bored. But then you also heard "All You Need Is a Wall" by The Books. Another weird band, kind of like sampling and like acoustic instruments. Very cool combo. Now we're moving into some more...
Me time!
Yeah, Tina time.
We did that last week.
Hey,
anyways,
you know.
Yeah. I would say this band is, like, fairly new, I guess. Like, I found them, like, probably, like, 2 years ago.
Where are they from?
I don't know. Somewhere in the States.
Oh, my God. Most terrifying album ever.
It kind of, you want
to... It's Lip Critic.
Yeah, it's Lip Critic.
Can look it up
it's,
while we're
Love Will Redeem You. It's actually the song I have in my Instagram bio right now. But the album cover, for those who do know, like, this reference, it kind of looks like Annoying Orange.
It does.
Right?
But it's like the annoying orange eyes and mouth. Just
exactly,
on a white
and it's
background.
Terrifying.
But it's terrifying.
But I guess it fits the album a bit because it's like very chaotic and like kind of bangy pots and pans. But yeah, though it's like genre-wise, I would say like post-punk electronic music, kind of. But yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Nuclear reactor. time again, it just made things worse. It seems you see the most of what is really true, and you're stepping into your hearse. The only time you can write a song that's really, really real. The best a man can say is how it's play on him to steal. And no, he only knows as much as time to him reveal.
Welcome back to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You are listening to Band for Band. What did we just listen to, Christina?
We just listened to Time by Richard Hell and the Voyoyoyoyoids. Yeah, I really just, I've been waiting to say that. Voyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyo anymore. He's a literary critic now, which I think is pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
He like works for the Poetry Foundation. Okay. Which I think is so crazy.
That's punk rock.
He's like 75 and does not make music anymore. Yeah, and then before that,
I totally respect stepping away when you're like, that's
the it's just time. Like I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
He's like
instead
writing
of trying to like juice all you can or giving up your creative identity.
Yeah. He's like writing novels and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And
maybe
then
we're late to the party. Maybe I'm late to the party. This is probably
yeah, you gotta tap into Richard Hell.
Yeah.
And then before that was Suburban Lawns Janitor, which is like their most famous song. That came out in 78. And I was just reading on Wikipedia that the origin of the song was that like Sue Tissues, the like lead singer, met one of the guitarists from the band, and they were having a conversation, and she was like, "What do you do for work?" And he said, "I'm a janitor." He said, "I'm a janitor," and she heard "my genitals," so that's why she screams "my genitals" a bunch of
classic
times.
Classic 70s post-rock.
Am I allowed to say that?
I mean,
but
I don't know.
Like her their contemporaries at the time, because they like came up in California, was like Fear and X, which are like pretty prominent legacy punk bands. Fear's actually playing here in January for Winteruption, which is like a huge deal. And they're like one of the main bands that Penelope
Spheris
interviews in the age of Western,
the decline of Western civilization
documentary. Yes. It's been so much knowledge here.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about Penelope Spheris.
Yeah.
First of all, we're probably going to see Suburbia next month at the Cinematheque.
At the Cinematheque.
That's one of hers.
December 16th? December 18th. Buy tickets.
Yeah, come say hi to us and then enjoy the movie that we're excited to see.
Eat popcorn.
We also have talked about her a bit recently because I was listening to this podcast, What Went Wrong, which is, I think their names are Chris and Lizzie. I don't know who they are, but it's been fun. They like look into how movies have been made because the whole deal of the podcast is like that they're nearly impossible to make. And even the good ones, especially the bad ones, but even the good ones, the amount of shit that goes on that preceding their release and widespread knowledge is insane. Anyway, I listened to an episode on Spinal Tap, and she was initially lined up to do it, and then she read the script and was like, this is making fun of everything I love.
I love hair metal.
Yeah. And then
I mean, yeah, I guess for people who've never seen or heard of Decline of Western Civilization, she directed Wayne's World, so.
Oh, yeah, of course, Wayne's World.
Yeah, which is like the one.
And then I was listening to the Shrek episode, and it all comes back.
Mike all Myers. All roads lead back to Michael Myers.
Not Michael Myers.
Michael Myers is the killer in Scream. No. I don't know anything.
Okay, we're going to play some.
Hop into that next track.
This is Mexico by 12 Rods.
Thank you.
What's up, YouTube?
Yeah, that's much better than my... You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Well, we're like, obligated to do that.
Yeah. But what's up, YouTube?
The radio god said you have no choice.
Yeah. Anyway, we aren't going to talk much because we want to get through everything we have left. We just heard Politics by Girls at Our Best. Or Politics! Exclamation point.
Girls at Our Best!
Yeah. And Pearly Dewdrops Drops by Cocteau Twins. I mean, like, Elizabeth Frazier, like, is as idiosyncratic as it comes. Like, you're just... If
we
you
don't
understand the lyrics...
what they're saying. We don't know what they're saying, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, we just heard that last night in Die My Love.
Yes.
By Lynn Ramsey.
And we're like, we have to play it.
Yeah, Lynn Ramsey's really knocking it out of the park with Neil Drops.
Yeah. No, it's true.
The movie...
I feel like all of her movies kind of have good soundtracks.
Yeah, we played some Morvan Caller Needle Drops a couple weeks ago. Anyway, moving on to dry cleaning.
We're going to play Quenchy Cups.
Quenchy Cups, whatever that means.
Dry cleaning.
Things are shit. They're gonna be okay. And I'm gonna see the otters. There aren't any otters. There are. Well, we can check. And I'm gonna see the water caterpillar. Purple hair in the co-op. Purple hair in the alpine. I'd love to hold you across the middle and be your shoulder bag. You scrape your t-shirt thin. It's autumn, windy webs. Well, things are shit, but they're gonna be okay. And I'm gonna see the otters. There aren't any otters. There are. Well, we can check. And I'm gonna see the water caterpillar. There's no such thing. Nice idea. Tidy, a lot of faff. Don't push the door, automatic door. St. Mark's trousers, my trousers, your trousers. Can you not? Longton Grove, so, so, so sad. A polite bus boarder, a seat swapper, secret filmer. You didn't necessarily feel. So I don't necessarily feel. Hand wringing, jelly lips, more for you, baby. Peaceful fish meat, lying dead and flat in a chiller. Pleated curtains, partly hanging, partly pushed against a tinted window so it looks like a giant butt. You can say I don't give a fuck, dick face. Gazelles and a canister of butane. Well, we can check, and I'm gonna see the water caterpillar. There's no such thing. Nice idea.
I know my chicken. You got to know your
Just because we got to get moving on our last track, which we really want to play. Thanks everyone for listening to Band for Band once more. You just heard Dean Blunt. Before that, we heard Cibo Matto.
Know your chicken.
And now we are going to listen to a good friend of ours.
And from Toronto. Well,
track I produced.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called Hymn of Hmm. This is Mac Rogers. It is wonderful, and we love him, and we miss him. Send good vibes to his very cute baby, Georgie.
And to Kate.
And to Kate, of course. Just an all-around beautiful family.
Yep.
Love you guys.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Bye.